battalion, 4OVQ, cross band, repeat.
4OVQ, can 4CHY, in the middle of prepping dinner.
I kind of figured that might have been you was either eating or getting it ready, over.
If we're doing a traditional steak night, as we are prone to do.
Well, we went to Jockey Lot today, and we went on over in Belton and ate at Arnold's over there. That's been my only time. I don't eat after around 4 or 5, so I walked 3 miles this morning before we went over there, trying to knock them pounds off, folks.
Yeah, you always go to the mall to do that, or you go elsewhere too, or what?
The rec center down on Murray Avenue. I can't walk at the mall. There's too many people that stop me and all that wanting to talk, and I can't walk up there. If it's not some of the store people hollering at me, it's just the people that know me, and there's no way of doing it. I used to before I ever went to work up there, but Lord, I can't do it now. Seems like I run into somebody everywhere I go. Over.
Somebody else keyed in there?
I didn't hear him say anything. Come on, man.
I was listening, N4DJC.
Jerry, N4OVQ.
Jerry, I hadn't thought about that, Stacy, but I guess it would be hard to get around the place however many laps it takes to get 3 miles. Yeah, good. You got the rec center to go to. Evening, Jerry. I guess I don't know if you heard. I'm in the middle of dinner prep, so probably won't be here for a few minutes.
We'll let you get back to your business then, y'all. I'll be listening around here. Yeah, Stacy, he's like the mayor of Anderson. Wherever he goes, people follow him around.
I'm telling you, that's what my girlfriend, she said, seemed like everybody in the world. We can't go nowhere without somebody wanting that you know that we stop and talk. Went to Walmart the other day. They're a longtime friend of mine. I mean, I just run into them everywhere.
I'm too far out of my vast stomping grounds now to run into much of that. So most people I run into now is people I've worked with or at one time or another over the years up here. Over.
I don't know if you done got off the radio or if I told you or not about that open spot app.
Looked at it, but I don't think I can use it. I think that's Android only.
I know I can do it. I got on it last night. I didn't even know that was possible, so I was showing Debbie a while ago how that worked. She just had left, but I'm like, she said, you mean to tell me you don't have to use your radio now? I said, well, you don't. If you don't want to, you can use your telephone, but that won't be the way I'm doing it, even though I can do it, though.
It's just it's a convenient little backup in case you do need to get somebody. I had seen mention of it in, I don't know, something from them, I guess, and looked into it. Apple don't allow that kind of communications over the lightning port or something. I don't know what it is. Seems like they've always had a problem with doing serial port over Bluetooth for some reason, so they don't like that. Though.
Oh, it's about like using Lord of Mercy, EchoLink. Now, when I had my Mac computer, it was called to do EchoLink. It was called EchoMac. got to download Echo Mac, and I can do Echo Link, you know, on the Apple stuff. Oh.
That has something to do with the way they keep the, I guess it's security, but they really need to come up with a way around it so you can use a serial port over Bluetooth. I'm assuming that's what it is, but I don't really know. Yeah, it'd be nice to be able to have that functionality. And I did read where that's on the Pro only, over.
You had to do, the guy told me you had to have the update 35. I think mine's only 34, but it works. I've searched for another update, and it don't give me one, but it's on that app and hit connect, and your phone is on it. So I'm like, wow, I've had this thing this long, but that's the first time I'd heard about it. A guy on D-Star was telling about it. So, but anyway, yeah, it's a good backup, I guess.
That's where I read about it, was when they came out with that update. The last time I checked, mine didn't have any either, but yeah, like I said, I searched in the App Store, and it wasn't in the Apple App Store, so I guess it is just Android only. Anyway, I got to get back and looking at dinner. We're about done here, so we'll be eating soonish.
I know, do you have the update for number 35, or are you on 34, or have you noticed?
Last I checked, it was still 34, because I seen when the update hit, and I went and checked for an update, and it wasn't available yet, I guess, and I hadn't checked since then.
I done day before yesterday, 234, and I checked last night, and the guy said it was, you had to have 35. Well, I don't have 35, but anyway, it works. All right, go ahead, and I'll catch you a little later. I'll be around. 10-4-6-5 and 4-0-V-Q. Cross band, repeat.
10-4-6-5 and 4-D-J-C. And, Stacy, I got a Apple Echo Link app on my iPhone.
Did they, on your iPhone, well, on my desktop, I had to download Echo Mac. That's what it's called. Of course, it all works the same, but what did yours say to have it on your phone?
Link app is all it is. It doesn't have a functionality of the computer version of it, I don't think, but you know, you can connect to notes and that sort of thing and listen in. I don't use it very often. I use it when I'm out of town or something, if I want to check into the net and want to talk to somebody about it. Sometimes I use it in the car and I just want to listen to somebody. Of course, it doesn't. You can't tell. Yeah, you know, you can get on there and transmit, but you know, it's. You basically got to tell somebody on Echo Link so they know to give you a little space in there.
Yeah, I got it on my Android phone. Sometimes I'll click on it to see if I'm out somewhere and I don't have no radios, I'll click on it to see if anybody's on, but most of the time not, though.
And I just have it on there as handy if I'm out of town or something like that, but I don't use it. I mean, it's got, you can connect up to several, you know, they've got a bunch of links you can connect to on it, and it's, and I've been on some other stuff early on when I first got interested in it, because I thought it was pretty cool to be able to do that. And I think there's something, I don't know if there's a way you can do D-Star or something similar to that or not. I don't know if they got an app you can use D-Star to bypass the radio or not, but it's possible. I'm pretty sure I did find a little deal that a little app that you could get where you could use the APRS and just use it through a standard handheld and use it through the microphone and and decode through the speaker.
CHY with breaking news, the Shark RF Link app is on the Apple App Store, and my stakes are beeping. I gotta go. K4CHY clear.
Okay. You're talking about through the mic, through the speaker thing. But yeah, I mean, I was doing D-Star a while ago on my telephone, so it seems to work pretty good with the open spot, though.
That'd be a way just to avoid it altogether. I'm not sure. I can't remember that. I don't pay that much attention to it since I got D-Star radio, but I think there's something out there you can use that you don't have to have a hotspot or anything else with. But I'm not sure if that's the way it works or not. I'm probably wrong. I mean, you may have to have a hotspot to use it or like you do with your open spot. That's pretty cool. I still haven't got one. Maybe one of these days I might turn loose in the money and buy one of those open spots. But actually, I don't travel much anyway, so I don't really have much of a useful one or a handheld either for that matter.
So what D-Star radio, what you got?
Down there, which is ICOM 705.
Oh, okay. That's that portable radio, right?
It was. You know, HF. It's basically, you know, HF through UHF. It's got the air bands on it, too. It's a couple other things. But I use it for D-Star. It's just convenient because I can run it through my hotspot. I can't hit a D-Star repeater here, but I can work it through my hotspot downstairs.
I was going to ask you, what repeater was you connecting to? That's like that little old Yaesu with the C4 FM. But I don't see where I can hit no repeater just to use the radio straight out without using a hotspot on it, though.
Have anything close enough. There's one in Clemson stations up there on Kite Hill up there as you go by, but you got to be within about 3 or 4 miles of it to be able to hit it. It's just not high enough off the ground, especially some of the other areas, too. The one in Greenwood works pretty good, but, you know, I'm just too far away to hit that one. I think more likely it probably takes a little better signal to get into a D-Star repeater, too. Yeah, but I don't have any trouble getting into them in the Atlanta area on handheld, but, you know, if I had one. But it's just high spots where to go anyway, and I can change reflector with, you know, from radio real easy. It's real simple on any of the D-Star radios. It's real simple to do. You don't have to do a whole lot of anything to get them to change reflectors.
No, I was thinking that I'd seen one up in Clemson for that T4 FM, but I never did continue on to really try to, because of having a hotspot, it's just so easy. It just, I got all my radios to do each thing. It amazes me that I was able to program it, because I've always, the first open spot I bought, I took it to Keith and let him set it up. But I messed around in this one here. I didn't have no problem doing it myself and figuring out how I can get each one of my radios, like the DMR radio, to do C4 FM and do D-Star. And so I went through each one of my radios, and I think that FT1D, C4 FM, D-Star, DMR. So I was proud to get that to work on those, though.
Yes, sir. On the open spot, that's the trick. You can easily get a C4 FM to go through a regular hotspot and over to D-Star, but you can't use a D-Star radio to go to C4 FM or DMR, but you can do it on the open spot. Because the hotspot I got, I can do DMR on it, but not with a D-Star radio. I got to use a C4 FM. Yes, there is a C4 FM repeater up there, I think, Stacy. But the one I got into a time or two when I was traveling was that was one in Livonia, and I don't remember the frequency, but it's an analog or C4 FM. It'll do either one.
So I'm just, you know, I got that little 1D out last night playing around with that thing, put regular battery on it. Around with, well, yeah, I mean, I can read or do DMR or C4 FM or D-Star, so actually That ought to be the radio that I just, my go-to radio, over.
You can cross band with those. It's just the D-Star ones you can't cross band through unless you use an open spot. I think I may be wrong on that. Because I know I can't. I could do it on the, of course, when you start cross moding with some of these radios, it gives you, it doesn't give you the sound that you're accustomed to, but I think that the open spot is probably the best one of the bunch to deal with. I think it's got its own, it's got a higher level, whatever it is, encoder or whatever that thing is. I can't remember what it is now, but ambient coder, I guess. It's got a higher quality one of those in it than the other ones do, so it does a better sound quality. But anytime you start cross moding with it, there's some of them, they got some of these cheap ones, they just got a delay or something. I mean, it just doesn't sound the same. You can tell a lot of people cross moding on them.
So, well, I'm tickled to death over a little old thing. You know, they had something like 30 hours. It's got the battery in it. And the first time I ever used it, of course, it was back when we was on, SC Upstate. I got 17 or 18 hours out of this thing, but there was no traffic on that frequency. Basically, what I get now, if I'm getting around 8 hours off of a charge on it, and that's doing the D-Star or C4FM. 8 hours, I can get to Florida and listen to it on 8 hours. But I'm tickled over it. And, you know, back when Keith, with the first one, boy, we had these batteries. I had two batteries put together and hooked up to my little router and hooked up to the open spot. Man, don't have to do all that over. You just stick this thing in your shirt pocket and go over.
A trick for somebody that travels a lot. I mean, it's worth every penny. I know they're pretty expensive. It's worth every penny if somebody does any traveling. It's just more convenience, real capable, and don't take up much room. It's got good battery life, too. It works good. I mean, people have got them. Everybody I've talked to has got them and loves them. If I travel more than it, I probably would get one. But I just, like I said, I don't do much traveling anymore, so I don't have that much use for one. But what reflector you've been listening to, 30 Charlie on Day Star or something else?
One somehow or another, I've ended up just listening to D Star. I can go to C4FM, and or maybe I'm at the wrong times, but I just don't hear that much of it. So I pretty much hear something on D-Star all the time. And for some reason, I just like it, I guess. And the only time I get back on DMR now is actually since Keith started staying on 610, I just about don't do DMR anymore. I just do D-Star, and like I say, I'll go over to C4FM and try to listen a little bit on there, but it don't seem like there's as much on it over.
And that America's like, it can get busy on weekends, but for some reason or another, I can't see the, even using the radio unless you use that software where you got hooked up to your computer. I can't see where people are from or any of that stuff like you can on D-Star. At least on this radio, you know, somebody, if they got their coordinates, you know, transmitting when they transmit, I know exactly where they are and can see the call sign pop up and that sort of thing. But with the C4FM, when you use just a radio, I'm not able. Somebody might have a name or something in that, but it seems to me that unless you got that, where you can see everybody up on the computer screen, who's on, who isn't on. I can't follow it quite as well. I guess I'm too old to to learn new tricks or something. But the D-Star seems to be a little easier for me to manage who I'm talking to and recognizing the call signs and seeing where they're from and that sort of thing. But sometimes on C4FM, it's hard. On the weekends, on by America's Lake. It's hard to get into that thing. That might be, you know, 400, 500, 600 people listening to it.
Think about it. I know on D-Star I can see their call sign. It don't give their name. Or at least in the settings I got it on, I don't see a name, but I do see the call sign, which is good enough for me because I can look at it and know how to sign out with them because I can't remember call signs. But on C4FM, I ain't never noticed if I see call signs on there or not. I'm going to check that out, over.
C4FM, and if you use the AZ radio, it shows them. It's a little harder for me. I guess it's just I'm not accustomed to it, but I know that in order to get the full use out of C4FM, you got to have HRI 200 converter or whatever that thing is, the thing you hook up to the computer to be able to use it, or hook it directly into the computer. I just don't want. I don't want somebody got to hook up to a computer to use. If I'm using D-Star, I just want to use just a radio and get all the information I need to that with that. And it does the GPS locations on it, on the radio, and all the FICOM D-Stars. And on the Kenwood D-Star, the 74, it does the same thing to it. It does all the IDs and coordinates and that sort of thing too.
Well, I ain't never paid any attention about using. Well, I don't think there's anything on that handheld that you can hook to a computer with, are
they? About that one, but I know the other ones you do. You can hook them up to a computer. It's got about a $40 cable or something to hook a handheld or Yazoo Mobile C4FM, and then you got to do the program and get registered and all that sort of stuff too. It's a little more, to me, it's more complicated than D-Star is. Just, you do a lot more with it, I think, and I think it sounds better than D-Star does, but when I listen to it, people tone is good. I hear a lot of people coming in, and it kind of warbles and goes on, and I think some of them is due to people cross-moding, because Yazoo does not like people using a hotspot with C4FM. They ain't like it, don't exist.
Well, so far, you sit here and you can't hit a repeater to do the C4FM. What are you supposed to do, though?
You go through their system through a PC, but instead of using a hotspot, it's basically the same thing, but you got to use their software, you got to go through a PC. That kind of, to me, if you got a hotspot or open file or something like that, it's portable. That way you ain't got to go through all that lugging that computer around, hooking that thing up, and hooking all the cables up. You just go through the hotspot and do it directly that way. To me, it's the same thing. It's just they don't. You start talking about using a hotspot, they just act like they act like you're from Mars.
Roger. Way that I listen and hear now, it seems like everybody in the world is on a hotspot. I mean, that's how I gather it by all the listening I've done, because they forever telling what hotspot they on, over.
Most people I talk to on these stars on hotspots, and some of them on the West Coast or down in Florida are going through repeaters, but we just don't have that many of them up here to go through and to use. Who had them, we can use them.
But, when I first got on DMR, when I first met Keith, and it's a little Anderson Hamfest here, and I bought my first little DMR radio there. The guy had two. One was a Carison. It sounds like Carison. For a radio, and they had a TYT, and they wanted, I think, seemed like it was 60 for the TYT and 50 for the Carison. When I went back, the TYT was sold. So I bought, the guy said, I know what. He said, you done been here several times. I know you want this radio. He said, I'll take $50 for it. So I bought it. And, man, it's turned out to be a good one. So I got Keith to do the programming and all that. And, well, we was talking about it last night. I mean, getting this little old FT-60, they both weigh about the same blame thing, which is kind of got a little bit of, well, I think you said 13 ounces over.
The FT-60 weighs, that thing's like a little brick.
I meant to ask you, did he order him one anytime since we had last talked about it last night or found him one? I think you said, did your DX engineers got him in stock over?
No, they're still about $150 or so. You come with a nickel metal hydride battery and a discharger with it, and that's not a bad deal. And I think it does cover air bands, covers up to 1 gigahertz actually. It's got AM air bands and everything on it, and if you got the software to program it, that's still a good radio. It's a lot more, but that's a good solid radio. It's just real durable, and it's got all the, since it's a Super 8, it's got all the filtering in it. You don't have to worry about intermod and stuff like that, you know, signals overloading like you do some of the other radios that own the ones that own like the ones that own some of these Chinese radios, everything's on a chip.
4OVQ. Well, I'm trying to figure out, which I ain't got on the computer and tried to look it up or nothing. I figure I can ask Keith and he can just tell me right off, but I won't listen. Can you listen to the jets that I see flying over the house, or can I just listen to what's going on at the Anderson Airport or whatever? I hadn't got into that to listen to that kind of stuff, but I'd like to hear what's going on.
We'll hear something from the actual airport. If you're close enough, and most of it's going to be air traffic from the airliners. I mean, they're 30,000 feet, so you can hear them, you know, miles and miles and miles and miles away on a rubber duck handheld. And that's what I have. And some of these, like at Mount Oglethorpe in Georgia and Athens, you can hear them sometimes if they got a tower or something. But, yeah, you hear them. And there's the flight numbers and everything. Yeah, some of the military stuff is they just did a little burst. That's about all you hear. But sometimes you can actually hear some military stuff, too, on some of the higher up in the UHF frequency range on AM and FM, too, sometimes.
This radio going through the band, I think it was like 300 and something. I seen where it switched over to AM, and then it went on up so far. Then it switched back over. But if I wanted to hear, let's say, what's coming from Atlanta, do you have a frequency for that?
They'll call it high, and that's the high and ultra high. And those are the planes above a certain altitude. And generally, I think it's 126.65 AM station. I'd have to switch over here and see which one it was. Most of the frequencies are in the one about 115 or 18 to about 130 AM. And it's either 126, 125, 65. That's pretty accurate. That's coming from Greenville to Atlanta. I'll have to, give me a second. I'll check it, and I'll tell you which one it is.
Please.
Hang on just a second. Let me check it again, Stacey. 25.625.
Thank you, Jerry. I'll check that out in a little while. Over.
I got about 4 or 5 I keep in this radio that I scan when I come since this thing doesn't have two receivers in it. I can't scan And I operate on one band. I have to just say where I am. I can't operate on a second band or anything like that. But I'll put it on there and scan it, you know, sometimes. And I've got about four or five frequencies. And at 125.625 is a pretty busy one most of the time. But again, it depends on the time of day and night. And I'll get a couple of other ones too here in just a minute. I'll tell you some other ones that might work.
Yep, I got that wrote down. Well, is that just specifically, does that fall under Atlanta, or how does that work?
Here's another one, Stacy. 125.025. It's AM now, they're not FM. It's not really a general purpose, but I hear it. I think I've heard it over here on Ed Anderson. It's 118.800. I ought to get you through for a while, but I'll have to look them up, see which ones are which. Some of them I got marked in radio, and some of them I don't. Both of those are the ZTL, which is the Atlanta frequency, and that's what you'll hear from Atlanta to GSP, basically. You can hear stuff coming in from Augusta sometimes, too. But again, you got to remember that airplane's up 30,000 feet, so you can hear them, you know, 50, 60, 70 miles away, I guess.
The three that I got is basically going to be from Atlanta to Greenville. But that's three that basically do the same thing, right?
I hear them say, flight so-and-so, so-and-so. You know, and they'll say, you know, tell them we'll change heading or something, and you'll hear them. You may not hear the airport talking back to them, but you'll hear them checking in. And like during the daytime, I mean, on a busy day, I mean, you can hear it. That thing just stays, if you got a bunch of those frequencies in there, that thing stays hopping most of the day.
I think that's good enough to get me started out. Bye. If I want to go any farther, we'll talk about more frequencies or something, but I think these three will do me for now, over.
You put those things in and you get on that J-Po right there, and you'll be able to hear them really well. That J-Po works great for them. A good vertical like that works better than since it's omnidirectional, it works really well, especially with something with that much antenna up as high up as you got yours.
See what I can hear on that. I know Keith's always been interested in the air stuff, and I never have. I mean, I've heard it before, but I don't remember how I heard it or what the deal was, because I don't have none of these kind. I've never programmed this radio here. I think I got five or six in this FT60 right here. And that's about it. I mean, I hadn't used no other bands on this radio, though.
Frequency is up in the 300 range, too, but they don't, sometimes they're more active than not, and some of them, you know, you get on that military air bands, you don't hear much out of that. You just hear a brief transmission every once in a while, unless there's an air show around. When the air show was down here, at Ted Anderson, you know, you could hear most all the traffic. You could hear all the traffic, the pilots and the control talking back and forth. It's a lot of fun to go to an air show with a radio that you got stuff programmed in like that.
About that, but I imagine that would be fun. And hear them when all the spectators is just what they seeing. But, yeah, and I wish we had more air shows than what we do here. But I'm just wondering, are they a specific frequency for Anderson Airport to listen to?
I don't know if that 118.8 is it or not off the top of my head. I know that's an approach frequency of a couple of different airports in the area. But I have to check with Anderson. I don't recall exactly which one it is. But it's one that's a standard approach, and you'll be able to hear them real easy from there with you all that, no problem at all. I just have to check it and see. I don't know off the top of my head which one it is, because Actually, I listen to the other stuff. That Anderson is just not that busy, but you know, GSP and Atlanta and Charlotte and all those are real busy, and you can even hear some of the stuff from up in Tennessee sometimes too. There's just a bunch of frequencies. That's probably about, I guess it's 20 or so, maybe more than that are pretty commonly used. A lot of them are more or less redundant. It might be the same frequency. It might be in another zone. You know, like they've got like Atlanta, and they got Augusta, then they got right down below Columbia, and you know, they got up here at the GSP thing. They got several of Jacksonville. They got several zones where you can, and then those planes are in those zones. That's who does all the control for us. But some of the frequencies may be the same, but you may be hearing, if they're up high enough, you may be hearing one from another zone that's on the same frequency as the other one is, or maybe a little bit different. But generally speaking, they stay pretty close to. You can hear, you can hear them from a long way off. I've heard helicopters, you know, private planes sometimes too, but most of it's commercial jets that I hear.
Well, it'd probably be kind of interesting for me when summertime gets here. I like to sit outside, and I just watch them go over, which I take my binoculars out there. Sometimes I can see the tail colors, and if it's this or that, and I spent my entire summer out in my backyard feeding birds and watching jets. So
it'd be great to be outside with like that. You know, Keith they got this flight software where you can track the flight on a map. You know, tell you the flight number of the plane, and if you listen to the right frequency, you can hear them. You can see the flight number flying in and hear it transmitting on the radio, too.
He got some kind of antenna up there, I think, concerning his air stuff. But I'll check this out after a while. Might not hear nothing now. I don't know. I'm sure there'll be a plane in there somewhere close to me going over. But I'll fool around with it and see how it does, though.
A lot of fun. I listen to railroads too some, but the air stuff stays pretty busy. Like I said, during certain parts of the day, and other parts you may not hear anything, but, they ought to be busy this coming week. They'll get some more frequencies in there when I can find them. I'll get them to you, see if you can hear stuff coming up. You ought to be able to hear it. From your location, really easy, I guess, as long as you got it hooked up to the outside antenna. But I'm going to have to run back downstairs here, but I want to catch you, and I want to be sure to tell Keith hello to you. And maybe we'll catch you after the net tonight or something like that, but I got to run downstairs and do a couple of things here. It's good talking to you, Stacy. Put those programming frequencies in that radio and let me know, listen to it while let me know if you hear anything. And for OVQ and for DJC, 12FQ.
I appreciate, man. Appreciate the time and looking it up for me. I'm definitely going to put them in there. And, I'll be around. And I'll be around after net. Maybe we'll get back together. Talk to you in a bit. N4DJC and for OVQ, crossband repeat. I'm going to be clear and messing with the radio for a minute.
Wink out, got it up and running. It wasn't
It wouldn't find its skin for it. I had to manually add it, but it works.
Ain't that something? Matter of fact, I don't think mine found it during the scan, too. I'd do the same thing I think you did.
There's probably security on the router or something to keep non-standard ports out to begin with, so I'd imagine that's what it is. But yeah, once I put in the ID, it worked fine.
You know what? Well, you're right. I tried to scan that ID on the back side of the open spot, and I mainly had to put it in, but anyway. But I'm sitting here, Jared gave me free frequency, and I'm hearing something on every one of them on the air stuff. Over.
Airband frequencies, is that what you're talking about?
Maybe add your radio up, you can hear our conversation. Yeah, 125.625.025 and 118.800. I'm hearing something on all three of them on the AM side of that FT-60.
That's pretty cool. I really should go ahead and pick one of those up while they're still cheap and available.
Using the one of the long rubber duck antennas, so that's pretty good over, I guess.
So that's probably all you need. They got line of sight to you for a long ways off, as high as they are.
What he was saying, and I think he said he'd probably be back after the net's over with. I know I give him one more call to tell him that I'm hearing something, but he didn't come back. But I think said he had to go downstairs over.
Sure. Yeah, he got like 9 more minutes before the net, but yeah, I sit here, you know, I've got I recently finally upgraded my phone, got the 14 Pro Max, and that Shark RF Link app sounds even better than the radio does on that phone.
One thing about listening to this stuff, Keith, I don't know who they are or where they're at or what the deal is over.
I hadn't listened to any of that in a long time, so I don't know what they do for. I could probably watch them on the ADS-B scanner and figure out who it is. Have you ever picked up any small aircraft on APRS? That's pretty cool, too.
I don't guess I have. I don't know what you got to do to be able to pick them up. I don't. Only thing I see on, I don't know where to go to see that, though.
One of the icons in APRS is aircraft, and this Kenwood 700 actually, you know, uses those icons. So I just happened to see it come up on the screen, and I watched that guy fly overhead and go down. I lost him around Macon, Georgia. Over.
I'm not turning this radio down. It's getting too loud. There's a lot going on that 625, 125, 625.
I'd be interested in having that on in the background all the time. So yeah, I'll probably look at getting one of those.
Just about a minute, Keith. I'll be right back.
Who net control is tonight, but if you need to jump in there and do some tests before the net, feel free, KO4CHY.
4CHY, KO4NUE. Good evening, Keith. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Did I drag you out of the woodwork as net control?
Yet tonight, so I figured I'd jump in here and get me a signal report real quick, make sure everything's okay.
Sounding good for Saturday night, I'll tell you that.
It's been chilly today. I mean, just absolutely chilly.
I've been kind of trying to stay clear of it all day. Man, I went to work first, and it was, it hit down 25 degrees, over.
We had a little family thing out here this afternoon, and I walked over to Dad's in a t-shirt and a pair of shorts. I got halfway over there, and I said, no, that ain't gonna work. So I went back over there, and about 10 minutes, I had to come back and put some pants on. So we got about a quarter way through the meal, and I went to Dad's house and got a jacket. I just got colder and colder.
We had a little gusty breeziness around here. Is that what y'all were getting to?
Just, you know, 2 or 3 miles an hour. Nothing bad, just enough to, you know, kind of make you shiver a little bit.
To me, when I say that, on radio, N4OVQ, they tell me I got something or other that ain't right in my blood, over.
Stacy, it just down there where you live.
So I'm not in Lower Anderson either. Well, he's actually in Upper Anderson, but I'm not down that way either. And my grandma used to always accuse me of having iron poor blood, over.
Yeah, right to that. I just figured I'd gouge at Stacy right quick.
It's okay.
You'll get me back.
All right, we all clear on out and let Chad get on started. Yeah, give me a holler later if you want to, Stacy. N4OVQ, KO4NUE, KN4CHY, standing by for net.
I'll holler at you. I'll be on net. N4OVQ, I'm clear.
Keith, standing by. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net is activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Go ahead and start the roll call portion of the night. For tonight, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. Tonight we'll start with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traverse Rest, N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in Traverse Rest, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Mr. Mail in Prosperity, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock, and KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, K4OIM, Mr. Walt in Inman, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, and KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer, KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors, and KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville, and KC4W, Bill in Anderson. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check function tonight. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and take EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please. please check in. November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Romeo 4, NUE, please check in. Thomas, that is Kilo, Quebec 4, Echo Hotel, Juliet.
Quebec 4, Echo Hotel, Juliet. Thomas, can you give me your location, sir?
Yes, and easily. Apologize.
Right, welcome. Welcome, KN4RJN. That's Mr. John in Brown Summit. John, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And I have you down for some comments. Also, we'd like to welcome KQ4 Echo Hotel Juliet, Mr. Thomas in Easley. Thomas, I think this is the first time you've checked in with me, sir. Welcome to the net, and glad to have you. Glad you're using Echo Link, too. That's a nice function to have. All right, with no other Echo Link stations, we'll go ahead and move to the RF portion of the check-in. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll start with Alpha through Delta. Any status, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. And as long as all in and out tonight is Whiskey, 73, see you and all on the net.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for picking up the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central, going to be negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative and negative. Hanging around listening.
UE.
Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Juliet and Anderson. Negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
4NUE. And Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
UE. Ed, Anna, and the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And KI4DGY, Mr. Anthony, our son up in Charlotte. I was on the phone with him just a few minutes ago. Good evening to you and Anna. All on the net, Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic.
Good group. I'm excited. All right. Well, welcome, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Mr. Rick. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and also their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Rick, hope you and Miss Lorena and Michelle are doing well tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer, and K4AFT, Mr. Michael in Central, KN4CHY, Mr. Keith in Seneca, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson, and KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville, and KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, have you down for some comments, sir. And he brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY, and their son, Mr. Anthony, KI4DGY from Charlotte. Any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.